We don't get fooled again.
Emergency services update for robot building supplies. All products you need to get the job done.
12 minutes to 6 CSI Melbourne, Sergeant Julianne Newman.
Hello, Newman.
Hello, Julianne.
Good morning, Russ and John.
What do you got?
Well, we've had an aggravated burglary down in Wandana Heights. That's down Geelong Way, in which a woman was injured. What we've been told is the woman woke to find two males in her Wandana drive home. That was just after 2 a.m. It looks like the pair tried to make off with her bag and car keys when she grabbed onto one of them, and she was threatened, then received a cut to her shoulder and hand during the confrontation.
Cut with what?
A knife, I believe.
Hello.
The men, they're described as possibly in their late teens or young adults, then fled the scene in the woman's white Volvo. So we've got our Geelong Crime Investigation Unit detectives onto that one, and they'll be progressing that further this morning.
They wouldn't look out of place at all, would they? A couple of young ag burglars driving around in a Volvo.
Well, that's right. Everyone should keep their eyes out. We might have a bit more detail about that later.
Hope they've got a hat on the parcel shelf.
Yes. They were going off to a bowls club.
Yes. And we got to find those blokes.
Absolutely. We've also had an aggravated burglary overnight in Taylor's Lakes, where a shot was fired. In that one there, we've had three offenders, it looks like, attend at a Robertson's Road property. The offenders were disturbed by the homeowners at about 10 to midnight. Demands were made for the family's car keys, and as the offenders were leaving the scene, it looks like they've discharged a firearm towards the victims. One of the men, one of the victims who's aged 21 years, was very lucky that he has only received a minor injury as a result of that shot being fired. He's been taken off to hospital for treatment.
So the first ag burg, they went with a knife. The second one, they got a gun.
They did, yes. Separate incidents, not the link.
Yeah, one's at Taylor's Lakes and one's at Geelong.
Yeah.
Gee whiz. And in both occasions, it appears that at least part of the purpose related to stealing the car.
Yes, that's right.
Lawless times, Julianne.
No one else was injured in that incident. There were five other people home at that property at the time. So we'll have our armed crime detectives look at that one this morning further.